You're listening to Chris Farrell's On Watch podcast from Judicial Watch.
I'm Chris Farrell, and this is On Watch. Welcome to On Watch, everybody, the Judicial Watch podcast, where we go behind the headlines to report on things the mainstream media really doesn't want you to know about, where we try to recover some lost history, and we try to explain the inexplicable. Today, I am deeply honored to have joining us Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, the former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former Trump National Security Advisor, a personal friend of mine and a great hero, an inspiration to many, many Americans. He also now serves as the chairman of America's Future, an organization that is committed to American principles and educating the public about the Constitution and this great country that we have. Mike Flynn, welcome to On Watch.
Chris, thank you very, very much. And I know we've got a little bit of time here today, but a couple of things for the audience. And I know that your audience already knows this, but I think it bears repeating or stating, and that is the power and the necessity for Judicial Watch. And Judicial Watch is an organization that I look at it as a national security necessity for our country, because it is one of the principal organizations that constantly strives to break the truth out of all of the lies and deceptions that our federal government continues, and the media and other major networks continue to sort of shove down our throats. So thank you so much, Chris, for your work with Judicial Watch, Tom Fenton and the team. And I know there's a lot of people that will watch this episode that are donors, or they donate, or they support Judicial Watch. I would ask people to continue to do that. And anyway, one of the things that I have getting ready to start is we've been working on a film for a couple of years now, and it's called Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. It is a documentary feature film type movie. We will be doing our first premiere event here in Venice, Florida this Friday night. It's completely sold out already. From that point on, for people to understand and know, I'm going to be going on a 35-city tour all around the country. So I'm here in the southeast corner in Florida. We're going to be, in about 2 weeks, we'll be all 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be up in the northwest corner of the country, up in Washington, with shows in South Carolina, Georgia, Nashville. We got shows in Tennessee, Texas, Phoenix, Southern California, and all the way around to the New England area. So people can find where we're going to be that want to attend at flynnmovie.com. That's flynnmovie.com. There's a trailer that they can get a taste of what the movie's about. It is a story of survival. And frankly, Judicial Watch, you know, played a big role in the persecution that I did go through. But in the movie, I talk about the idea of endless war and what that means to our country. I talk about corruption and what that means to our country. I use my persecution to be a lens through which the rest of the audience that watches this, can get a sense of what is happening to America. And then it really ends with a sense of hope, meaning, like if I can find the strength of faith and the strength of family in what I was going through after having served our country for 33 years and 5 years in direct combat and being, persecuted by an enemy that I didn't know existed, certainly one that I didn't expect. And get out of it and stand strong and be here with you today and talking to your audience, then I think America can rise up again and find our way out of this darkness, this dark period that we are in. So people can go to flynnmovie.com and get a sense of what the movie's about. So just some named people that are in it. Tucker Carlson plays a fairly significant role. He's a very good friend of mine. And Devin Nunez is another one, former congressman and now chairman of Truth Social. Devin and I have known each other for almost 25 years. We met on the battlefield of Iraq, actually, when Devin was a member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, and a congressional delegation came and visited me while I was at Joint Special Operations Command out on the battlefield to check into why we were being so effective against terrorists at the time. And we connected then. We've known each other for all that time. So Devin Tucker, Lee Smith, who you probably know, Chris, maybe members of the audience.
Sure. Absolutely.
Lee Smith is terrific. Lee Smith wrote a great best-selling book called Plot Against the President, which was also turned into a documentary. So this documentary is a terrific, terrific message for America, especially right now, because, like, I think your audience definitely knows. I see it. You see it. We've talked about this many times. America is clearly off the rails right now. And in order for us to get back on the rails, we are going to need strength of leaders, strength of courage, strength of determination, and we're going to need to really get, you know, a strong leader back in the White House. And as far as, you know, from my judgment, that would mean getting Donald J. Trump back in the White House and giving him another opportunity to do what he did the first time, which was to strengthen our economy, strengthen our military, secure our borders, and really put the United States leadership back at the top of that moral high ground, despite what the media, despite what the left in this country continues to do and say, and how they are attacking him. So, and that's sort of my initial diatribe, Chris. I know we wanted to talk about some other things, but thank you for letting me to open up like that.
No, that's very important to get that opening word out. And listen, all of our viewers, all of our listeners, on whatever platform you're watching this or listening to this, you got to get to this movie. You have to read General Flynn's books. You can find them on Amazon, of course, or wherever you buy books. But you need to see the movie because you have to understand why the left went after him and targeted him. Number one, coming out of the box, the Trump administration, in the very earliest days of its administration taking office, they put a bullseye on this guy, and there's a reason why. And I'll tell you the reason from my own personal experience. I, too, like General Flynn, I was never a lieutenant general, but I was a military intelligence officer way back when, many moons ago. And I can tell you that he was posed the greatest threat to the FBI, CIA, deep state intelligence law enforcement operation that was launched against Donald Trump and his administration. And the danger of having Mike Flynn sitting in the White House, he would have unraveled this whole Russia hoax, the phony investigations, the claim that, you know, Trump was a Russian asset, all this nonsense that was being thrown at the president. It would not have survived 30 seconds because he knows how the game is played. He knows, I mean, this is kind of down in the weeds, but for those folks who are interested, it's Executive Order 12333, Section 209, undisclosed participation in U.S. organizations in the United States. When they do things like they manufacture a counterintelligence investigation in the U.K. and then import it back into the United States and then use that as an excuse to go after everybody in Trump world, to include the president, General Flynn would have looked at that and said, hey, what the hell are you guys doing? What's this operation you're running? What authority do you have for doing it? It would have deconstructed the entire plot against the president and all the people around him. And that's why he was targeted the way that he was, because they had to decapitate the guy with the greatest background and knowledge on intelligence and law enforcement and counterintelligence operations and surveillance and all the tools that were used. And so General Flynn was uniquely positioned to understand that threat, and that's why they went after him the way that they did. And they tried to break the guy in the process. And, I mean, I'll let you confirm what I'm saying, but those are the facts. That's why you were targeted the way that you were.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, as your audience should know, you know, Russiagate was based on a total lie. The whole thing was a lie.
Correct.
So, you know, a couple of points, I guess, to sort of put a stamp on what you just laid out, and I appreciate that. Number one, you don't get to be, you know, a lieutenant general in the United States Army. You don't get to be selected as the head of one of the largest intel agencies in the world and that is the Defense Intelligence Agency. You don't get to a place in your life where you're running shoulder to shoulder with a candidate for president, and you actually, you know, bring that candidate across the line to be president of the United States, and then you don't get to be selected as the national security advisor to the United States of America without having some capabilities and some skill sets and some, you know, I mean, just
exactly,
you know, that alone. So regardless of what people, you know, have how I've been defined by the media, regardless of all that, you don't get to those places unless you've got something going for you on your side. And I'm, you know, and Chris, you know this, and I think many people in your audience who have gotten to know me, you know, I'm not I was going to say the wrong words here, but I don't kiss up, you know, I don't. And I've always been a very blunt talker, and my career over my military career, you know, was a terrific career. It was very, very strong career, many years in combat, and many years in great, the best units that we have, conventional special operations, you know, light, heavy, the whole deal. And then I get into politics, and I got with Donald Trump early on, and knew that he was going to be the next president, and I felt that, and we got him over the line. He got himself over the line, you know, obviously with his strength of personality and leadership. The second thing is, on the going after Mike Flynn, I mean, you can't make this up. So this is factually based. When Donald Trump met with Barack Obama for the first time, it was a very short transition discussion that they had to transition the entire United States government from one president to another. And the topic of conversation were two people, me and Kim Jong-un of North Korea, between Obama and Trump. And Obama tells Trump, I have one piece of advice for you. Hire whoever you want to hire, but don't hire Mike Flynn. And this was in November. This was, you know, after the election, early, you know, or mid-November. And it's kind of like you got to say to yourself, why? In the movie, I do address this issue. So I'll tease that out for everybody. But because in the movie, I definitely address this issue. And, you know, but you got to ask yourself why. The importance of everything going on in the world, and he's going to focus on Kim Jong-un, okay, you know, the dictator of North Korea that possesses nuclear capabilities, and General Mike Flynn, who Barack Obama actually appointed twice, and I was fully confirmed by the United States Senate twice for jobs that Obama wanted me. And so you have to ask why. And then because of what happened to me, when they targeted me a little bit, you know, another month later, they targeted me, and I get into this in the movie quite a bit, actually, to set the stage for what happens next and to set the stage for what is happening to our country right now. But when they targeted me and they said, we've got to get Flynn away, we got to get him out of there, we cannot have him in that position as national security advisor, because you do have a role, really an oversight over the intelligence community, you know, mainly the CIA. You have a role over the State Department and a role over the Department of Defense, because you're right there at the right hand of the President of the United States. So when they were able to get me out of there, honestly, I don't say this lightly, they changed the course of history for this country, because simple things, like little things, like what Chris was just talking about, we would have never had a Mueller investigation had I stayed in that position.
Correct.
It would have been no need for a Mueller investigation, because I would not have allowed it. I would not have allowed them to get to the level of deception and corruption that we saw under the Mueller investigation. Mueller really wasn't in charge. What we come to find out after everything was said and done, Mueller really wasn't in charge. This guy, Andrew Weissman, was the guy that was in charge.
Exactly.
Now, he was his deputy, and boy, what did we learn from that investigation? How much corruption came out of that? How much evidence was withheld? How many lives they ruined? They ruined lives of people. They really came after me and my family, and a big part of what comes out in this movie, you know, FlynnMovie.com, they can, you know, they can order a DVD, they can pre-order a DVD, or they can join us. I really like people to look at the tour and see if if we're coming to a city or a town near you, and I would love to see you there, because I'm going to do in-person live premiere experiences with everybody. I'm going to be at every single one. I'm going to do a Q&A after every showing. Again, we'll be in 35 cities in 55 days. I'm really looking forward to being with the American people to bring this message across. But this is how important it was to get rid of Mike Flynn, because there's a phrase that I think it was Sarah Carter that probably coined it. It said, Flynn knows where the bodies are buried.
Right.
That is a metaphor for knowing what Chris just talked about with that down in the weeds comment about a particular statute that we have. But because I know that, I know that what we have is called the Patriot Act. I know where the budgets are for the black programs. I know where things are at that we continue to run in this country that are totally unnecessary. And there are other elements that the CIA just runs roughshod over who's ever in the White House that I am aware of, not only from my days at DIA, but also from my time on the battlefield in the what's called the black world of special operations, because I was in some cases, you know, influential or part of some of those programs. So
it's really key for the folks watching this and listening to this. The level of knowledge and the detail, what General Flynn posed as a threat to official Washington, yeah, all the intelligence, all the law enforcement operations, because frankly, this place is where they cross over, the special operations aspect of this, his knowledge, look, this is a very specific, very particularized business, right? This is not something you just kind of show up and you read a couple of briefing books and you're off to the races. So he comes in there with 33 years of active duty and having run the DIA, which is probably the largest intelligence agency in the world, and the depth and the scope of their responsibilities, and knowing how to say to the FBI, actually, you know, what you're doing, you're manufacturing a counterintelligence investigation in order to target a presidential campaign, and I see what you're doing, and stop it, and we're going to unwind it, and we're going to find out who the people are who are doing it. I mean, this was terrifying to them. Trump's election terrified them, but then Trump turns around and he grabs Mike Flynn and brings him in at the highest level. This makes all the official Washington intel, law enforcement, even the contractors, everybody starts sweating bullets. And that's exactly why they went after him the way they did. You got to see this movie. If General Flynn comes to a town nearby you, go to the website, check all the different dates and the different towns and cities he's going to, get to it, and, you know, watch the movie and then talk to him. You will see, I know him personally, you will see the integrity and the honor and the loyalty and patriotism in this man. And you need to really appreciate when the full weight of the United States government is thrust against you, and people calling you a traitor and a liar and all this other garbage that they tried to use against him. This is an American tragedy, but it's also an American victory story. And Mike Flynn comes out of this victorious. And you got to see the movie, and you got to go see him to appreciate this. And
thank you so much, Chris, for saying all that.
It's true.
Well, I mean, and you know, I'll tell you, it's humbling. It's humbling, every bit of it. And I am not a vindictive person. I've always said that, you know, when we think about our country, those of us who have served in uniform, which you have done as well, honorably and incredibly, you know, I mean, just an incredible career of yourself, you know, that you have served. We don't serve because we hate something. We serve because we love something. We serve because we, you know, we don't go over and fight our enemies because we hate them. We go over and fight our enemies because we love our country. We love our families. We love our communities. You know, we love, you know, it's out of love that why we, as an American soldier, why we go overseas and fight.
Amen.
One of the other things that for me, and it came out in the evidence. I mean, this is evidence that came out. You know, they couldn't find anything on me, not even an unpaid parking ticket. You know, now this was as the persecution of me went on. And so what they do is the full weight of the government is used. And I talk a little bit about this in the movie. In fact, we lay out some evidence in the movie about how corrupted our government has become, particularly our justice system. And when they find somebody like me, like, so here I am going, I just gotten out of the military, really. I got out of the military at the end of 2014, so only a year and a half later. Not even a year and a half. They got me under investigation. I mean, incredible, just incredible what our government has become. And we have to overcome this, you know, because you're talking to somebody who I am not a perfect person. I am, you know, I am an imperfect Christian, but I am an incorruptible person. I mean, you know, I'm not going to allow myself to be corrupted. I wasn't somebody who was in Washington, D.C., you know, with a wink and a nod, and somebody's giving me a big job, and don't worry about it, Flynn, we'll take good care of you, which happens all too often and all the time in Washington, D.C. to politicians, and frankly, a lot of retiring military. And that's why I think stating it correctly, it's not just the deep state, CIA, and other intel agencies. It's also the contractor world.
Yep.
Because Mike Flynn is the kind of guy that comes in, probably, and on it, this goes to even as far back as Kissinger, because Kissinger make him out to be a saint. You know, that I probably, you know, and I'll speak for myself, which I rarely do, but my experiences and my background, you know, and my not only my military experiences and my military background and education, but also I have three master's degrees, and this is my life. My life is national security. My life has been this country. And so, you know, when you think about somebody who's, you know, well prepared for a particular job, that was a job that I was well prepared for. And I had a good relationship with the president of the United States. Now, what's interesting, and I do bring this out in the movie again, I bring out, because it is a uniparty. So it's not just Barack Obama. You know, I don't just talk about that side of corruption. I talk about the uniparty and these
exactly.
Others that are, because in order to do what they did, in order to undermine the national security advisor to the president of the United States, a duly elected president, they had to have people inside and use them. And then they had to have people on the outside and use them.
Exactly.
And of course, that would be the media on the outside of government. Right. So I go through all of this. There are things in this movie that I have never spoken to. I've never written about because I've held on to them because I wasn't sure how this piece of history, which is a very vital, critical piece of history that must be told and will be told in this movie. And so anyway, I'll leave it at that because it's a fascinating movie. I'm very proud of it. My family is very proud of it. And I have a large family who has all seen it. And it is a tearjerker and it's emotional at times. And I want people to go to flynnmovie.com, join us on the tour. I will be out there. You can pre-order a DVD off of the website, flynnmovie.com. We are number one, so people know we are number one on Amazon right now with our DVDs, and we're ahead of things like, you know, Aquaman and Barbie and Willy Wonka 2, which that's another badge of honor, right? So because people want authenticity and the truth. So I'll stop there, Chris. Thank you so much.
You know, I'll just tell you that people are starving for the truth, and they want answers, and they want accountability. And what you're offering in this movie is all of that, right? You're delivering, and
yep.
you're gonna tell them stuff that, you know, they either never got straight from the beginning, or they misunderstood it, or they never understood why, et cetera, et cetera. And this is your chance to tell your story. It's incredibly important. It's very powerful. And everybody listening to this and viewing this needs to get out and see the movie or order a copy of it. General Mike Flynn, you are a personal friend, a tremendous hero to this country, a real true patriot, and we thank you for your time joining us today.
God bless you, Chris, and God bless Judicial Watch. It's one of the most historically consequential organizations that our country needs and has right now. So thank you, Chris. Thank Tom and the whole team at Judicial Watch. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Mike. I'm Chris Farrell on Watch.
Thanks for listening to Chris Farrell's On Watch podcast. For more information, visit www.judicialwatch.org, because no one is above the law.